Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about the order in which you should organize your household spaces. Start with any spaces that are just yours. Then you can address common areas, with storage spaces pretty far down the list. Today's tip, like another this week, comes from Lisa Woodruff, who is the owner of the Organize 365 company. Lisa helps people get their homes in order, with a particular focus on those who may have organizational challenges. Anyway, Lisa has many folks coming to her with the complaint that they need to get organized. They often point to an overflowing attic or basement or guest room as an example of their problems. They want to tackle this ridiculous-looking space with the boxes teetering on top of each other and the Christmas lights wrapped up somewhere around the old vacuum cleaner. Lisa, however, does not want to start in your attic. People often think of storage spaces first when considering tackling an organization project, she notes in her company's publication, The State of Home Organization in 21st Century America. But in reality, these spaces should be tackled last. The fact that these spaces are not accessed frequently suggests that other spaces in the home should be prioritized. In other words, you deal with your bathroom counter and your own purse or backpack or briefcase, or the place where you take off your shoes in your house every single day. As long as you know where your birth certificates and car ownership information is, which we talked about in an earlier episode, then your messy basement just isn't that pressing of an issue. If stuff has been in boxes for 5 years, it can stay in boxes for a few more months. So it is best to start elsewhere. Lisa suggests starting with your own personal spaces. These are spaces that are owned by a single person. Think your own section of a closet, your bathroom supplies, your car, your purse or wallet or backpack, your own bedroom if you don't share one, or at least your side of the bedroom if you do. Why start there? Well, because you can. Individuals often have a high degree of autonomy and independence in creating and maintaining organization systems in these areas, her report notes. These locations are unlikely to be disturbed by other family members. They create a home base from which to launch into our day. These spaces are often a sanctuary to return to after the chaos of the day. So tackle your space first. Once that's done, and you know where things are that you need, you can move on to common areas. Now, it's important to have somewhat more limited ambitions here. You can organize, but you need other folks to buy into your organization. Lisa suggests that any organization systems here be extremely functional and easy to maintain. And don't expect them to last forever. The system to corral little kid toys in your living room won't work once you have teens who have electronic gear. Finally, you can move on to storage spaces. Just do your best to group similar items and don't create too precious of a system. After all, you won't be the only person going in here and accessing things. And these spaces will easily become a dumping ground. there is probably going to be a big other category here. But done is always better than perfect. And remember, when you get overwhelmed by the attic, you can always go look at your own cleaned up closet and bathroom counter and feel better about life. Because it's better to know where your shoes are than where that special decorative bowl you put candy in each Halloween happens to be. Particularly if it's June. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.